Three-term incumbent Molly Kabler and newcomer Tim Fulton answered prepared questions from the chamber, plus took questions from the audience during the hour-long luncheon at the Westmark Sitka. A third candidate for the two open seats, Lillian Feldpouch, was out of town on a family medical emergency. Former Chamber President Keith Perkins moderated the forum. He began by asking the candidates to name the number one responsibility of a school board member. Here are their answers, plus a brief excerpt of some of their responses to other questions from the chamber.
I really think it's to reflect the community, to listen to the people who live here and bring a sense of what this community is about to the process of educating kids. And hopefully you don't have people that are all alike on the school board. You need a diversity of opinion and background. And so it's pretty basic. I think, you know, a thoughtful person with good judgment and good intentions, that's what it requires.
And I would agree with that. I think advocacy for the students, parents, teachers, administrators, and the community as a whole. I think we need somebody that's willing to listen to everybody in that those groups and find the balance of how you can and make it work for everybody.
We've been watching the student numbers continue to fall. How would you convince the assembly and the community to maintain and or increase school funding in light of the current budget crunch?
We need to meet and work together and decide what we value and how we're going to make it happen. There's opportunities in having fewer students as well, and so to look at this both half full and half empty is important. When you have fewer students, sometimes you can be more attentive to the needs of each one. But it will be challenging to maintain the diversity of programs we have in the Sitka School District with fewer students. And so that needs to be a community conversation.
I guess all I would add is that I think a healthy community depends on a healthy school system. I think that they go hand in hand, and we need to be able to talk with our assembly and the community as a whole to make our school systems a priority.
The candidates were in agreement about the importance of extracurricular activities in the district and the importance of keeping them affordable, particularly in light of high travel costs. They also agreed that the alternative school, Pacific High, should remain a distinct entity from the high school, though Fulton said he would consider moving the program if the real estate were needed for commerce. Kabler said she was proud to have Pacific High students attending school downtown. In response to a question from Hames Wellness Center Task Force member John Stein about the district's support of that facility, Fulton agreed that there were a lot of opportunities at Hames for students which justified keeping it open and available. Kabler was more direct, saying that if Hames were closed, the district would not be able to absorb all the student, Coast Guard, and Trooper Academy activities that currently occur there. Sitka's Municipal Administrator Jim Dinley had previously told the chamber that bonds might be sold to maintain the community's road system. Kabler thought the Hames Center was a better project.
I would say if we want a bond for something to tax ourselves to improve the quality of life in this community, I would say looking at the cost of really refurbishing the Hames Center and doing that would do a lot more to the quality of life for our community than new roads. We do need to maintain roads, but bonding ourselves for roads scares me a little bit. You got to do roads over and over.
Baranoff Island Housing Director Gus Adams asked if the school board would become more involved in expanding preschool. Kabler said the board could support by resolution efforts to make preschool standard across the state if the state supplied the funding. Fulton said, based on his research of the issue, that it would be money well spent.
I started looking into that a little bit and reading about the difference that these Head Start programs can make. And there was some financial examples of how your dollar was better spent in a Head Start program than in a correctional facility, and some of those numbers. It was pretty interesting stuff.
Tim Fulton and Molly Kabler, along with Lillian Feldpouch, are standing for two open seats on the school board. Kabler is a three-term incumbent. The Chamber of Commerce election forums will continue on September 24th with assembly candidates and on October 1st with candidates for mayor. KCAW will broadcast a similar series of candidate forums on the evenings of Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, September 29th through October 1st, at 7 p.m. For Raven News, I'm Robert Woolsey.